Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Are you ready? Are you prepared for the return of the King? The return of the Bridegroom. He will come as a thief in the night, not when you are expecting it, but when he has already set. Are you prepared for his return? Is your family prepared? Are your loved ones prepared? Is your neighbor and our community and our country and our world prepared for Jesus Christ's return? Those are questions that you need to ask yourself this day on the last Sunday of the church year, where our texts are all about Christ's return and the end of this world and the creation of the new heavens and the new earth. Jesus tells a parable about 10 virgins waiting to meet the bridegroom. Jesus Christ is the bridegroom. The church is his bride. Now, 5 of those virgins were foolish. They took only enough oil as they thought that they might need, rather than taking enough just in case he delayed. The bridegroom was delayed. And just like so many, slumber comes upon us, and they fell asleep. When the bridegroom came, they trimmed their lamps, and the foolish realized that their lamps would run out. They were not truly prepared for the bridegroom's coming. They asked the wise for more oil. The wise say, "No, go and buy." So they do. But when they come back, they find that the doors are already shut. They knock, and yet they are not allowed in. They say, "Lord, Lord, open to us." And yet he answers, "Truly, I say to you, I do not know you." And so it shall be for every single person who does not confess Jesus Christ as Lord. On that last day, it will be too late. Even if you had had oil in your lamp before, if that oil ran out and your faith ran dry, Jesus will say, "I do not know you." It is so essential that we do not hide ourselves from the Lord, that instead we go to where we receive the oil that fills our lamps, the oils of the means of grace. Christ's word, you should read it each and every day. It is living and breathing. The Holy Spirit comes to you through his word. You should be here each and every Sunday to hear that word read and preached to you, to be built up in the things of God. Your baptism is an oil that should run over you each and every day. You are baptized once, but that baptism is something that is a part of you each and every day. Every morning when you wake up, remember your baptism. Retrace the cross that is branded upon you. Remember that you are a child of God, adopted through those waters. The oil is filled every time you hear that God loves you. Every time you hear that he forgives you your sins through confession and absolution. And that oil is filled when you receive the Lord's Supper, the very body and blood of Jesus Christ. The body that he gave, the blood that he shed on the cross for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Each and every week we offer it here, and each and every week you receive it to bless you, to forgive you, to give you oil to go forward. God said, "Behold, I create a new heavens and a new earth. These things will pass away." All of the accolades that you laid down for yourselves, for your children, for your grandchildren, all of the scholarships that you made sure that they got instead of being where their soul needed to be, all of those things will pass away. In the new heavens and the new earth, the most important thing will be the Lamb reigning on his throne. It will never cease, and you will never cease if you have faith in him. No more shall be heard in it the sound of weeping, and the cries of distress. No more will a person become so overstricken with grief that he would even consider to take his own life. No more will murder be found. No more will the destruction that happens in this world because of sin and the devil be found. He said, "They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain," says the Lord. I look forward to that day because depression is high and people are stricken with grief. St. Paul writes to the Thessalonians, "Concerning the times and seasons, you don't need anything written to you. You are not to know the hour of the Son's return. Because if we knew, then we would put it off. Then we would put off reaching out to our loved ones, apologizing, confessing our sins, and freely forgiving one another. We would put off telling people that we love them, that we need them, that we desire to be with them. We would put off being in church. We would put off hearing God's word. And so instead, God says that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them. You want to hear from your government that there is peace, that there is security, that we have fixed disease, that we have fixed death. And when you are given that false security, sudden destruction will come upon us. Disease and death are only ended in Christ's return. The Christian prays, "Amen, come Lord Jesus, and come quickly," every single day. You see, we hope for Christ's return. Because when Christ returns, we will have no more sadness. We will have no more grief. We will have no more friends dying, loved ones deceased. All of those things will pass away, and all Christians will rejoice around the throne of the Lamb. That's what we look forward to. That's our hope. "You are all children of light, children of the day," St. Paul writes. "Do not live in the darkness of this world. Do not let it overcome you. Turn to Jesus and live." God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, that is, whether we have already died or are still alive, we might live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up. I don't know if I remember a time where we've torn each other down more than right now. People are angry at each other for all sorts of things. Whether you cover yourself or don't, people are mad. Whether you go to church or not, people are mad. Whether you never leave your house or are out doing things, people are mad. Hatred, despicable things, tearing down, screaming at each other's faces. St. Paul says, encourage one another. Build one another up. You don't know what people are dealing with, so love them. Love them as Jesus Christ loved them. Share the gospel with them, because the gospel is the only hope of salvation that they have. Therefore, we look forward to that day. We look forward to the eternal rejoicings with the Lamb in his kingdom, which shall have no end. The marriage feast is being prepared for us, and on that day, make sure that you have enough oil in your lamp. Make sure that you have received the wonderful blessings of the means of grace so that the oil burns the flame of faith. Let that flame be found in each and every one of you. The flame that was placed in you because of the Holy Spirit through the word preached, through your baptism. Let that flame burn brightly and let it burn to all those around you. Be a light in the darkness. Be salt in a world that has lost its saltiness. Do not sleep. Now, I know last Sunday I told you you should sleep, but this is a different kind of sleep. This is not a physical sleep. You should receive that rest. Do not sleep in your faith. Keep it awake. Wake, awake, for night is flying. It is approaching. Every single day we get closer to the day of judgment. Are you prepared? Are you ready? May it be so for Christ's sake. The church sings, so we with all our hearts each day to you our glad thanksgiving pay, then walk obedient to your word, and now and ever praise you, Lord. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.